There's a book in my library titled Whisperers by a Russian historian of the Stalin era, in which everyone tells on everyone else. And I was reminded of it recently when I set out for a hike with my dog Fred in my rusty old pickup truck. I love the old wreck, and when Fred and I go places in it, we are kings of the road. A few weeks ago, Fred and I climbed into the old truck. Well, I climbed and Fred jumped and rattled down the road to Mount Fidel. It's a beautiful spot, and the parking lot was nearly full of shiny new cars. My rusty old truck stood out like the proverbial sore thumb. Fred and I headed on up the mountain, took in the awesome view at the top, and then back down we went to the parking lot. Minding our own business, we got into the truck and headed for home. Then the fun began. We'd been home for just a few minutes when I heard a loud pounding on the front door, then on the side door. And when I opened it, there stood a state trooper, tall and unsmiling, with a wide-brimmed hat, olive-green uniform, and a sidearm. He stepped right in, inspected the kitchen closely, and then asked if the old truck out front was mine. Wise guy that I am, I had a few smart answers in mind, but settled on yes. Then he told me that there'd been a few recent break-ins around town, that some of the other Philo hikers thought my old truck in the parking lot looked suspicious, and they'd phoned the state police with their suspicions and my license number. It said that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I'd say suspicious is as well. And I'd hate to think we're edging into a brave new world where old pickup trucks aren't allowed. I've heard that bookstores these days can hardly keep up with George Orwell's dystopian novel, 1984. And for a while after my visit with the trooper, a world with Big Brother always watching felt a little too close for comfort. Still, in the end, I have to admit that what happened to me, Fred, and the truck really is pretty funny. No doubt about it. But I have to hope it's a rare event.